from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. U.S. and Britain are standing against sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. U.S. President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron say any moves to impose new sanctions on Iran would jeopardize ongoing negotiations to reach a deal to curb its nuclear program. At a joint news conference after talks at the White House, Mr. Obama made clear to the U.S. Congress that he will veto any legislation that calls for new sanctions. Mr. Cameron said he also personally contacted some U.S. senators about the issue.
On Iran, we remain absolutely committed to ensuring that Iran cannot develop a nuclear weapon. The best way to achieve that now is to create the space for negotiations to succeed. We should not impose further sanctions now. That would be counterproductive, and it could put at risk the valuable international unity that has been so crucial to our approach.
Following news earlier this week, Guinea had reported its lowest weekly total of new Ebola cases since mid-August. That country says schools will reopen in Monday. Schools have been closed for months in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone to halt transmission of the Ebola virus, which is spread through contact with bodily fluids of an infected person. The United States and Britain, at their meetings in Washington, say they will work together to prevent attacks by Islamic radicals and counter violent extremism as police across Europe arrest dozens of terrorist suspects. U.S. President Barack Obama said the United States will help France seek justice for last week's terrorist attacks.
Today, we continue to stand unequivocally, not only with our French friends and allies, but with also all of our partners who are dealing with this scourge.
There's more on these stories at voanews.com. More than two dozen suspects have been arrested in Belgium, France, and Germany in continuing searches for suspected terrorists as the region remains on alert for potential attacks. VOA's Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Speaking to reporters, French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve briefly described the early morning arrests of a dozen people around Paris.
Les enquêteurs de la direction centrale.
He says France remains on high alert with more than 120,000 police and military personnel deployed around the country. The French arrests coincide with similar operations against suspected jihadists in Germany and Belgium. Those arrested around Paris Friday are suspected of having ties to French gunmen Saïd and Sherif Kouachi and Amedi Coulibaly, who killed 17 people in back-to-back attacks around Paris last week. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Police arrested 12 people early Friday around Paris with suspected ties to the gunman who killed 17 people in separate terrorist attacks in Paris last week. Islamist parties in Pakistan on Friday staged rallies against the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo for publishing cartoons depicting Islam's prophet Muhammad. Pakistan's parliament a day earlier unanimously approved a resolution condemning what it called the blasphemous caricatures. Demonstrations were organized across the country after midday Friday prayers, and almost all of them ended without incident. In Karachi, however, a group of protesters wanted to march on the French consulate, and they became violent when police blocked their way. In stocks in the U.S. on Friday, the numbers were up on the Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ. In the last 6 months, the price of oil has fallen by nearly 60%, providing relief for consumers but causing a huge shakeup in the industry. As Henry Ridgewell reports from London, rival producers are battling to control the oil market.
The recent rapid fall in the price of oil is a result of simple supply and demand. With more oil producers entering the industry in recent years, OPEC is battling to retain control of the market, says analyst Abhishek Deshpande of investment bank Natixis.
They really are trying to test the mettle of the other non-OPEC producers here, such as US and Russia, which are producing almost the same amount of oil as Saudi Arabia.
Analysts predict the oil price is unlikely to rise over the coming year, creating a financial headache for some producers, but relief for many consumers. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The United States has announced plans to deploy more than 400 troops to train moderate Syrian rebels to fight the group calling itself the Islamic State, in training operations expected to begin in March. The Defense One website says Turkey, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia have agreed to host the training sessions. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.